Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we come to you each week to share victorious testimonies of faith and encouragement. You know, we do what we do so you don't feel like you are by yourself, so you are not suffering in secret like we once were. You know, I was that person that was in the corner crying, feeling like no one understands what I'm going through and how can I ever make it. And our guest was the same way. And so we just come to you to let you know that we made it, and so will you. We come to you to let you know that God is no respecter of persons. If he delivered us, if he set us free, and we are here to tell the story, you will be here to tell the story. So may I encourage you to not give up. I want you to hang on in there, my sister and my brother, because trouble don't last always, and joy does come in the morning. And we have to decide what our morning is. So if our morning is in the next 60 seconds, that's okay. It does not have to be tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We make that decision to change our circumstance. We make the decision to not stay in the same place that we once were. So I encourage you to shake that thing off and do what God has called you to do. You know, if you have a powerful testimony, I want to hear from you. If you know it was nobody but God that did what he did for you, I want to hear from you. I want to interview you. I want you to come on the show so you can share your story too. Because guess what? Your story is not just for yourself. It's for other individuals. It's for other people. You did not go through all that hell and all those tears and all that pain and all that grief for nothing. You went through it so God could deliver you. And so you can help that next person. Don't let them sit there by themselves. Don't let them, you know, cry by themselves. Don't let them feel like they're all alone when you've been through the same thing. It's your duty to bring them up, to go grab them and bring them up to where you are. So go to breatheagainmagazine.org, and you can share your story. There's a link at the top. Click that, and you can fill out the submission form. Somebody from our team will contact you and get you scheduled on the show. Now, we don't do this to glorify ourselves. We don't do that at all. We do everything to glorify the Father, because if it had not been for him on our side, we would not be here. So every time you tell your testimony and every time I tell my testimony, we are glorifying our Father, because he is just bad like that. God is just God over and over and over again. So I always say I bless God for great things that he has done, he's doing, and he's going to do. I'm just excited. I'm excited for where God has taken me from, where I'm at right now. I am super excited for where I am going. He has a plan for my life, just like he has a plan for your life. So stay the course. Stay the course. If I don't say anything else, I want you to stay the course. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look straight ahead and look up. Look straight ahead and look up, because if you take your eyes off of him, you will sink. You will go down. We've got to not look at the storm. We've got to look at the Father. So please look at the Savior and not the storm. Not the storm. So let's talk about our show today. I'm excited. I'm excited. And you know why I'm excited? Because guess what? I get to do what I love and love what I do. I love what I do. I love telling people stories. I love interviewing individuals and bringing them on the line so they can share their stories. I get like warm and fuzzy things on the inside of me because I'm walking in my purpose. And when you walk in your purpose, you don't even got to be paid for your purpose. It would help, but you don't even got to be paid for it, because that's when you know you are doing what you have been called to do. So my guest today has been touched by an angel. you know, I'm excited to bring her on the line and share her story because she was in a car accident, and she has a victorious testimony. And when I tell you, she says an angel touched her while she was in that car and elevated her back and her head. And I don't want to get into the story because I will chop it all up and tell it all wrong, but she's going to be on the line, and she is, her name is Rebecca Fellworth, and she is the author of A Lily at Dawn, A Lily at Dawn, and I'm going to bring her on the line in just a few minutes. And then in our second segment, we have Dr. Sherry Johnson of Victory Family Worship Center over in the Midlothian area of Richmond, Virginia, and she has a event coming up on Saturday called The Women of the Bible. She's going to jump on the line with us a little later, and she is going to tell us about the women of the Bible. I'm super excited about her because she is a kingdom giant in her own right, and she's such a humble servant of the Lord. I just love that woman. And she's going to be on the line in a few minutes talking about the women of the Bible. And we have the guest speaker for that event is going to be Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. And you know she is going to bring the word. She's going to bring the word. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play our prayer for the show. And when we come back, the first one you're going to hear from is Rebecca, and she's going to talk about her book, her journey, her story. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
We live our lives as a thank you. We live our lives as a thank you. I love, love, love that prayer because it says we don't want our lives to look good. We want it to be good, and we live our lives as a thank you, and that's exactly how we should be living our lives. So to God be the glory. That was Darlene Check and Israel and New Breed, and Darlene is from Hillsong. So to God be the glory. You know, I absolutely love that prayer, and it really sets the atmosphere for our show to just talk about victorious testimonies and talk about what God has done for us. So we are going to go into our first segment, and I just bless God for our first guest, and that guest is Rebecca Fellrath, and she is the author of A Lily at Dawn. Now, Rebecca talks about being touched by an angel. She says, months before her wedding day, her car slid off the highway, and it rolled 6 times. She was trapped inside and couldn't breathe. She was helped by a woman who got into the car, supported her neck and back, and the woman kept repeating, "Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father." It took them an hour to get her out of the car, and she sustained severe injuries. She had a broken neck, broken back, collapsed lung, broken sternum. But about a week later, she asked the people about the woman that was in the car, and they assured her that there was no woman in that car. There was no woman that came to the hospital because no one could have gotten in that vehicle. So she believes that that was an angel, and I believe that was an angel too. I believe in angels, and God sends us help. So I'm going to bring Rebecca on the line now so she can talk a little bit about her story. Rebecca, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so thankful to be here and to be alive. And I know that God didn't miraculously save my life, without a purpose. And so it's a wonderful thing to see God's direction and hand so clearly over your life. But there is also a fear of, oh, my goodness, a thankfulness that I don't want to miss out on what God wants me to do.
Amen, amen, amen. Tell us a little bit about who Rebecca Felrath is. You were raised in the church, and on your website it talks a little bit about, you know, you having growing up with a relationship from your parents with God, but then as you grew older, you discovered your own personal relationship with God. So talk a little bit about your journey, your upbringing.
Yeah, growing up, I was just really blessed by both of my parents. My mom, she grew up in a very difficult, abusive situation and didn't grow up with a mom. But she found Jesus in her high school years. And my dad, he committed his life to Christ in his high school years. And so, how God blesses the next generation when their parents call on God. And so I'm just so thankful and even want to encourage people out there who are breaking away from just difficult circumstances that your children will be so thankful and so, so blessed by you taking a stand and getting help. And so throughout my life, their testimony really shaped and molded me. But I remember being in eighth grade and, 13 years old, asking the question, what if I had been raised in a home where we worshipped Buddha? Or what if I had been in a Muslim home? Why Jesus? Why God? And I started reading the New Testament. I decided to pretend that I had never read it before and just write down what I thought God was saying, because I didn't want to believe just because my parents did. And that was really the defining, when my faith became my own, that was really what, was the turning point to, starting Bible studies with my friends and hosting 5-day clubs for kids in backyards. It was when it was more than just a religion.
Amen. Amen. That is absolutely beautiful. Rebecca, talk to me a little bit about the accident. Now, you were in a car accident. Your vehicle rolled 6 times. You were trapped in the vehicle. Talk to me about this angel.
It was, amazing, because when I had rolled and I landed sideways and with a broken neck and back, and sternum, and when your lungs collapse, you just can't hang sideways upside down and breathe. It's just not possible. I remember right as my car was about to slide off the highway, I was the only car involved. I just remember saying, oh, Lord Jesus, what is about to happen? And when I opened my eyes, I could only open one of them. And I just felt pain everywhere. I couldn't breathe, and I was coming in and out. So I, at that moment, was like, all right, I'm going to die. So I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what had happened. And then suddenly I just felt these warm hands, one under my neck and one on my back, that lifted me up, and I could finally take a breath. And And I looked up, and the woman I saw, you know, the Lord has a sense of humor. She was a very plump woman, which was great because it just made it confirmed that this was not a human, because there was no way she could have gotten into the car, from breaking a window. And when her hands touched me, I felt no pain. I could breathe, and my neck, my back, it didn't hurt. And I just heard her, you know, saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father." It was like she was, calling home, like, "All right, command, mission complete, over." And she held me, and I remember I could hear the paramedics coming. I could hear they had to use the jaws of life, and she just kept holding me. And when the paramedics got to me, it felt like she was slowly moving her hands away as they were putting their hands underneath. But as soon as her hands were gone and the paramedics got me, the searing pain returned, and I was shocked by it because I had had such a time of peace, and I found out later that was an hour that she held me in the car.
Wow. So, Rebecca, the angel held you, elevated you, so you were able to breathe in time for the paramedics to come and get you. And from what I'm hearing from you is that she held you right up until the time they got in and supported you. And that's when she released you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So
wow.
The only time my neck was flopping and in pain was right when it happened. And I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. And so I know I would not be alive if it weren't for this messenger from God.
My God, my God. How did that, at that point, after you woke up and you were in the hospital and you asked the paramedics, what was your first reaction when they said, there was no woman, no one came to the hospital, no one could have even gotten in the vehicle because of the magnitude of the actual accident? What was your reaction, Rebecca?
I was stunned, just almost in like this revere of silence of, oh my goodness, this, this was an angel, and I was able to share that with the paramedics and nurses. And, they kind of smiled at me like, sure.
Right, they were like,
people
you're cute,
like,
okay, right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it was just a moment. Whenever you go through something traumatic where you're hooked up to breathing machines, they're telling you, well, I hope you make it, and you come out of it, if you have a relationship with Christ, it's very humbling because that God pulled you, that Satan didn't want you in the picture. He was trying to devour and destroy you, and God stepped in and said, no, our purpose isn't over. And so I knew that, but then to know the next To know, I think sometimes we shortchange ourselves and we don't expect God to pull out all the stops for us. So I just felt so special, so warm and fuzzy, like, oh, he did that for me.
He
sent his angel for me.
He loves me.
Yes. And that comfort that I didn't have to be alone in a situation. That was the other side of it. There was the physical miracle, but also just having someone there with you when you don't know what's going on, you hear noises, you feel cold. It was December, all the windows were broken, so there was snow coming in, and here, there was someone with me reminding me, that Jesus is the one who's here, and God is the one who's looking after me. And there were so many more things that just kept coming up, throughout the doctor visit, things that didn't make sense, like certain ribs that should have been broken and punctured and caused more damage, but they were fine. Or my parents had recently moved, and they didn't have any contact information for anyone on the license plate. There was no way to get a hold of anyone, but I was driving my parents' car, and all the windows had broken except one, and their car was for sale, and that one window had my father's phone number painted on it.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Amazing things like that.
Amazing. You know, you are, it really just goes back to there's purpose for you, and you have not fulfilled the purpose that God wants you to do here on earth, and that's why you're still here. So I bless God for your testimony, Rebecca. You know, and I also bless God for your transparency, because a lot of individuals would go ahead and hide that, and they would say, oh, it sounds too weird. People aren't going to believe me. You're going to think I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I bless God for your transparency and you really glorifying the Father, saying that I know it was an angel. I am sure that it was an angel, and God did it for me. So, Rebecca, I just bless God for you, your testimony. And tell us how we can purchase your book. We just have a few minutes left, but tell us a little bit about your book and how people can purchase it.
Yes, my book, I actually wrote way before the accident. It's a fiction novel about a girl who grows up in Detroit and has tragedy and finds God. And there's a car accident in that. It's so interesting how God brought experience later. And I was too scared to publish it, but He keeps pushing me in that direction. But my website is www.rebeccafelrath.com, just my first and last name. And you can buy the book there, and I will sign it, but it's also available on the Kindle or the Nook, and you can get it from, you know, your bookstore if you order it, A Lily at Dawn.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for stopping by the show. We'll definitely stay connected, stay in touch, and I wish you much success. I pray for much success for you. And keep telling the story. You are changing lives. So to God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, we are going to segue right into our next segment with Dr. Sherry Johnson, and she's on the line to talk about her upcoming event this Saturday on May 3rd called Women of the Bible. Now, Dr. Sherry Johnson is the jurisdictional supervisor in the Church of God in Christ in the 4th jurisdiction in Richmond, and she is a giant, a spiritual giant in the kingdom. I absolutely love her. She is so wise, so humble. She's also the wife of Dr. Russell Johnson. They both pastor Victory Family Worship Center at 30 LaBrook Drive in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm going to bring her on the line. Dr. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I am wonderful, Dr. Sherry. Tell the audience, if they don't know who you are, who is Dr. Sherry Johnson?
Oh, my. Well, I am a child of God, first of all, and I love the Lord with my whole heart.
Yes.
And it is always a pleasure of mine to be able to do or say something that will motivate and enlighten the hearts of men and women to the purpose that God has for them in their lives. Truly, God is good, and I just am awed by the fact that he's even decided to use me, to be one of his vessels in this day and hour.
Amen, amen. Well, Dr. Sherry Johnson, you also are the wife of Dr. Russell Johnson, and you both pastor Victory Family Worship Center. Tell us a little bit about the church, and invite some people out to the church.
We have been pastoring Victory Family Worship Center since 1984, when God implanted into my husband's spirit the desire to start a ministry. And Victory Family Worship Center has been active down through the years. We will be celebrating our 30th year in September. And we've been ministering to men, women, boys, and girls. And first of all, we want to minister to the spirit, to the man, to the total being. We minister, and We have various outreach ministries of the church for women, for men, for children, and for families. For the family is the first institution that God ordained. And we are realizing that today that the family is under attack. And we need, as never before, to minister to that unit so that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Johnson. And tell us about this upcoming Women's Empowerment Conference that's on May 3rd, featuring Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown and the Women of the Bible. What can we expect?
Oh, Nicole, this is going to be an outstanding morning. We're going to be able to interact with women of the Bible. We have 25 ladies who have taken on the role of various women of the Bible, and they will come and talk to us in an informal manner, letting us know what they went through and some vital points about themselves. But we won't know who they are. We'll have the opportunity to guess who they are based upon what they are telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a highly secretive thing that we will be doing, but we're looking forward to it being fun as well as educational. I have some of the ladies telling me that this exercise has caused them to really study and dig into the Word and then to be thrilled about what they're finding out about their Bible characters. And so the Women of the Bible is one of the features of that day. We will also have the Roses and Wings youth dance group to perform. And then the speaker of the morning will be Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. So this will be a power-packed morning, Saturday morning, May the 3rd. We will be at Crestwood Presbyterian Church. Crestwood Presbyterian Church, and that address is 6627 Jank Road in Richmond, Virginia. We will be there from 9 o'clock to noon. It will be a power-packed 3 hours, and we want to come and fellowship and learn and grow together.
Wonderful, wonderful. It is going to be a phenomenal event. It's going to be fellowship. You have some light refreshments as well in the morning. So bring a sister, a cousin, a friend. If you'd like to bring a male out, your husband, feel free to bring them out as well. Learn about the women of the Bible, because these women are going to be in character, and they're going to be doing little acting and things of that nature so we can guess who they are. And then we're going to have Chief Apostle Olive Brown, none other than Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown, bringing the Word of God. So what is that address one more time, Dr. Sherry?
6627 Jank, J-A-H-N-K-E, Jank Road, Richmond, Virginia.
Amen, amen. And there's also a Facebook fan page for Victory Family Worship Center, so you can go out there and like that page. And there's all types of information out there about the Women of the Bible event out there on Facebook as well. So, Dr. Sherry, that has been our time. I bless God for you and your ministry and what you do and how you've helped individuals over the 30 years that you have been in ministry, and who you help as far as children and families and strengthening families with your nonprofit organization, Better People Incorporated, as well. So any last words, Dr. Sherry? You know, Breathing In is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solution. So any encouraging words you would like to share?
I'd like to encourage you to keep on doing what God has implanted in your spirit to do, because you are empowering others by giving them encouragement and to let them know that what they have in their heart to do, that God needs them to do that. For the work of the Lord is only done through people. And when he implants in your spirit something to do, you need to move forward. So thank you for moving forward and encouraging those who are lifting up the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for that, Dr. Johnson. I appreciate you and your ministry gifts. And to learn more about Dr. Sherry Johnson, you can go ahead and visit her online at victoryfamilyministry.com, victoryfamilyministry.com. And again, she has a fan page for the church, which is Victory Family Worship Center on Facebook. You know, listeners, that has been our time. I know you were blessed by the show today. Rebecca blessed us with her victorious testimony, and Dr. Sherry Johnson came on the line, and she blessed us as well with her encouraging words and talking about her upcoming event. And you know what? Check us out online. Go on Twitter at Breathe Again. You can follow us. Or you can follow me personally on Twitter at Nicole C. Online. Connect with me, of course, on Facebook. We have a Facebook community, Breathe Again Ministries, Breathe Again Magazine, and Nicole C. Online, Nicole C. Online. I get to do what I love to do each and every week, and that is bring you victorious testimonies of faith to glorify God. And I just feel so excited and empowered to be able to do what I do to glorify God. So, you know, thank you so much for taking time out to listen to us today, to stop by. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but you decided to spend 30 minutes with us. And so I say thank you, and thank you. Don't forget to go online and sign up for our newsletter as well. We just need your email address, and we promise not to spam you. We just want to keep you current on the events that we do. So I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.